Taita olandei piko Zimbabwe mwushe, muri ya Zimbabwe lingali chwana njani mtoka zo mwushe Zimbabwe mwushe if you're tuning in right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome muri ya Zimbabwe. You're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you live by Studio 7, Voice of America on Tuesday, September 2021. Muri ya Zimbabwe mtoka zo mwushe, I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in, wherever you are in the world, if you're in America, good afternoon. If you're anywhere in Africa, good evening to you. Welcome to The Connection, Muria Zimbabwe, coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Muria Zimbabwe, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the increase in coronavirus cases in Zimbabwean schools. We're also going to be focusing on the hashtag Africa Education Hates Her campaign, a campaign led by the African Union, which focuses on safeguarding girls' education during and post the COVID-19 pandemic. If you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number is +1 202 619 2077. The number again, +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on our Facebook as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live. VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele Ganyela, VOA Studio 7. So kindly share the program with your networks. Kutlong tuone, chironga ne uwandu we, du mure Zimbabwe, uguze sivuge lepela uselo, luetu labasa kulayo, ngobune ngebetu. Leo kutu njalo zirugande aba uguzi sivuge le live agu VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7 Ganyela, VOA Shona. So fitize la lapayo kupalu uguzi like. Press the like button, uguze sivuge uguzi ngempela, 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 si sonke like so. Tiritose, pano pa chironga chene cheme chitiki. Feel free to write the comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading those comments live on air. Without wasting time, Muria Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 128,186 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 121,098 recoveries, and 4,569 deaths. To date, 2,962,145 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, when we talk about people that are fully vaccinated, that have taken both the first and the second jab, 2,082,043 have taken both the first and the second COVID-19 jab. Now, Muria Zimbabwe, let's delve into tonight's discussion, COVID-19 in Zimbabwean schools. Now, over the weekend, over 430 students were recorded to have contracted COVID-19 since the opening of schools 2 weeks ago. Now, majority of these students are from Matabeleland South, Mashonaland East, Mashingo, and Midlands Province. This has left some teachers, students, and parents worried about their well-being. Now, the Director of Communications under the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, Taunga Nandoro, says all these mentioned stakeholders, abazali, abafundi, ababalisi, varayiridzi, vanawechikoro, pangwe nevabereki, uti hailinga katazegi, zulunganda bahanzi, do not get worried because government is currently working hard to ensure that schools are a safe COVID-19 environment. But Muria Zimbabwe, let us head over to a conversation between my colleague, Blessing Zulu, and Mr. Ndoro. They had a telephone conversation over the weekend. Let's hear what Mr. Ndoro had to say about this.
Samnuna Vazulu. Nyaya iripo ndeye kuti isu sebazi redzidzo sebazi reprimary ne secondary education tisu tiri kukwanisa kubata denda recovid rakatenderera manharaunda edu
kose muchidaro
nekuti muzvikoro medu tinoshandisa yatinoti very scientific profiling yatinoti standard guidelines for the prevention and management of COVID-19 in all learning institutions. Inenge yakabumbira zvedemastandard operating procedures atinoita ekuti tinoita testing kana munhu achisvika pagate chi muscreen achiona kuti zvechokwadi uyu munhu mutano akataona kuti akadaro tinomuti iwe chibva wageza maoko tomusanitiza tomupinza muchikoro asi tinenge tichitomutaura kuti gadzirira yatinoti social distancing iwe usaswedera padhuze neuyo usaswedera neapo saka isusu zvatinga taita semuzvikoro medu takwanisa kubudirira kubata denda recovid-19 rabva mumatunhu edu.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was our Mr. Taunga Nandoro, the Director of Communications under the Ministry of Primary and Secondary School. He was conversing there with my colleague, Blessing Zulu Lim Zwileng Mpela, Umnumzana Taunga Nandoro, in Upansi, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary School. It's Kasisa Sitai, Abazalu Melebe Ngakatazegi, Uyashong Mpela, Umnumzana Nandoro, Utahai, Bona Njenge Ministry. They're working very hard, Ugubon Utahai. Abantwana besikolo kanye nababalisi bavile they are protected from igcikwane le coronavirus bayasho ngempela ukuthi they are testing esikolo bayasho ngempela ukuthi ama sanitizers bonke abathi uhulumende wakufaka. So now let's head over to some of the educators that are joining us live via telephone. As we speak, we have uSukoluhle Ndlovu, an educator yena lie she's based in Zimbabwe. We're going to be hearing her thoughts. Mandlovu, welcome to the program.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Nantu tabulukone kutwini Mandlovu. We're focusing on what's happening in the schools in Zimbabwe. Just over the weekend, since schools opened over the past 2 weeks, over 430 students have contracted COVID-19. What's happening in school?
Okay, thank you. This is actually an alarming number. For 30 law students of our contract, COVID-19 since opening of schools, that is in 2 weeks and 1 week for the others. Now, 430 confirmed. What about those who in rural areas who have not been tested and been confirmed? So in the number can be the confirmed number, but I think it's way above this number. And another thing, what can you connect? Schools were not yet ready to open. There was the schools, especially in the cities in Avalanga.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait a
minute. It looks like we just lost Uman Jovu. Okay. Our second guest, Agagabuyi, Uhlelo uLorraine. So we're going to try to get Uman Jovu back on the line, whilst we also try to get uLorraine on the line. But just to check out a couple of comments, with abantu bathini kukhasile to VOA Studio 7, kanye la ku VOA Shona, kanye la ku VOA Studio Ndebele, where we're broadcasting right now. Ngiyabona uCharles uyabhala ukuthi makadiko ikhokho ndiri kubona ichirongwa ndiri ku Southeastern Cape hangu. I was nokuthenda nekupinda uchirongwa mkoma Charles. Feeds are on your rounds. Hi, I'm Philip watching you from DRC. We international muri Zimbabwe neku DRC. Tinosvika seyafika ngempela. Ufebi uyabhala ukuthi hi, I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Siyabonga kakhulu wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. So udaba silalo kuhlelo muri Zimbabwe chirongwa chathi kuzeya nasi Parizu notachi mbotari saka zirugu itika muzikoro mabonzo wao kakufakuna wataunga nandoro the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education wajita aiwa iwo ne maundro wao seurumende wakushanda ne mazo kuona kutiti chirwere ishe COVID-19 achiparare muzikoro asi just over the since zikoro zavurwa over 2 weeks ago trukunzo wao kutipane wanawe chidiki pangwene wa rairizi over 430 wachiwa batuwa ne chirwere ishe COVID-19 tanzwa muzare Ndlovu Sokuluhle Ndlovu murairidzi naye watati naye muchirongwa ndirikuzwa kuti adzoka Sokuluhle angachita aiwa ivo sevairidzi vari kutya. But let's hear more from Uman Ndlovu. Ndlovu, are you back on the line?
Yes, I'm back on the line.
Right, Usunga Kubega, you were explaining your thoughts on what's happening.
Yes, there are some schools where there is no running water. Running water, there is no sanitizer. So it's very, it will be very difficult. the combat the spread of that COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
And then it's coming in resilient. First and foremost, learners and teachers were coming from different areas. And out of the country, South Africa, which is also known as the hotspot for COVID, coming from different areas, no testing happened. We just met there. Schools are congested, many learners, even though they try to they shift, but still learners, there's still congestion. And then learners, they cannot be Uguti Veshale for a long time, they have been observed that social distancing.
Uh-huh.
It's hard. And some Amanema schools infrastructure to implement social distancing is not there.
Uh-huh.
So it becomes difficult, and and then we are saying again, there was no consultation at all. Some of the things, we need a consultation for teachers. Tina, teachers, we are the ones with the learners 24/7. And the consultation from us on preparedness, we should have been consulted. On a daily basis, challenges, not even give them solutions on what we can do. But we're not consulted. We were actually forced to open schools when we knew that is why we have been protected, because we knew what in our schools where we are going, there is nothing that is put on place or what not gonna eat COVID in Darwin.
So I was telling you, what corners are going to be in Hulumend in terms of, you know, helping Ababali Tiganyi Labafundi? We're hearing government go on and on and on, boasting the city. They've put in all these different measures, and there's some schools where Ngempela, even our testing facilities on campus are corner. Would you not say Wuthi Gukona also going to be in Hulumend to try at least prevent a bad outbreak of COVID 19?
So far, on me, I haven't seen anything, especially in rural areas. There is nothing that has been done. Maybe in some selected schools in urban areas, but in rural areas, it's just some of even these learners, they come to school without even a mask. They do not own a mask. Not because they don't want, but because they do not own a mask. So the government hasn't done anything for us. Last year, yes, some schools received quite a number of masks. But those masks, we know they went for lockdown. They were using those masks. They are torn and so forth. So these learners, in terms of PPE, they do not have. The teachers, in terms of PPE, they do not have. School health facilities, they cannot cater for COVID cases because the teachers are also scared of contracting the diseases. Some teachers were not even trained on how to handle learners with COVID. So there is, maybe if it was done, I can say maybe at 2%, not what they've been teaching all along.
Mm-hmm. Since Kangela, you know, the challenges that a lot of students and, of course, Nilanjeng Ababalise are facing right now, we know for a while there's been this outbreak or this large outcry of people talking about Indabaye transport. Basically, this is also digging into the challenges that you're facing, Jeng Ababalise, and that students are facing. Could you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, especially for transport, for teachers who are commuting on a daily basis, it's actually a nightmare, because there is no transport in towns there, and they have to wake up as early as to queue for the queues, of course, that are there to carry them. You find out there is a teacher who has to board about 2 to 3 combis to get to her workstation, and actually even that teacher who couldn't figure anything is really late. And it wounds him. By chasing a peak hour around 4, it's the same story. The transport is not enough for the teachers. And then we look at our rural teachers. We have to commit on a weekly basis to go and see their families who are somewhere else. It's for them, it's actually hard, because they have to fork out the foreign currency that you are not even earning. Because, for example, a teacher often does not have finger to go even on the he has to spend US dollars on my transport fees to get a finger. And then I paid you back almost $60 that he or she has to use for transport. So it's very, very challenging for teachers. It's a very big challenge.
ngevideo edlule sibone umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa loba ku-Twitter ukuthi hayi uhulumeni usethengela amanye amabhasi awezukho. And the week before that, sizwe inkampani e-NRZ labo besithi hayi bazabe besebenza ndawonye labo inkampani ye-Zupco to make sure ukuthi indaba le, the problem that you just touched on right now, ukuswelakala kwe-traffic imijova, will be fixed. In your opinion, kukhona esekutshintshile na over the past week or so?
Alright, akulanto etshintshile sikhangele kwabulawa isiporo ukuthi lapho kuhamba khona isitimela zingayi. Umuntu osuka enkulumane shopi isitimela iyasigadela ngaphi. Umuntu osuka endlube isitimela iyasigadela ngaphi ngoba isiporo sikaze sihamba from eBellevue laphana sihamba size sengena etown sidlule ngesama-industry that Plumtree Railway. Khangele eseVictoria Falls that passes through Luveve. Amanye amalokishini like omagwede usezamele awork another distance angayigadela ukuthi ayefika esitimeleni lesi. Kanye, all right, going out of town, how this railway connects, it's a graphically uncle that doesn't even help anything. Because I will have similar to what we will see in Lupan. And if you saw in Kai, I will have similar to what we see in Wubuvik Street, and keep down the situation, and I will have similar as a natural event. So, it's very clean. I mean, practice. I finally want to umunt.
So now let's delve a little deeper into that, Mandlovu. Aside from the challenges that come with, that are coming with the transport, what other challenges are you facing, Ngababalisi?
You know, the first challenge that we are facing is because number one is our wages, they are very low. Because, and it has killed the morale of the teachers. Even if the teachers want to go back to school, by go to the class, the summer syllabus, the immoral level is low. It's very, very low. And two, infrastructure in schools, it is dilapidated. Even if there's a lockdown, there's been a lot of vandalism because our schools have been left idle for a long time. Especially in rural schools where there was no one. And there was a lot of vandalism. Infrastructure is going to be idle. Among our teachers, they face the challenges. Some of their things were stolen during that time. So those are the our challenges. Our transport challenges, and I'm going to say, challenges of our resources. We're not having enough resources to deliver our compressed syllabus in the last corner. And then looking forward to our exams are around the corner. Most learners will find out that at school they are only about the 2 textbooks for a class of 45. They have to share. They have to maintain social distance. It's difficult to implement anything they have as a teacher. So those are I'm telling
you
that I think we are facing as a teacher.
Gukona also goes into government now to try address some of your grievances. Of course, there's a lot going from INDABA, PPE through to your wages. Gukona also that you have seen now where you can say what's government is doing.
Another exam, and Ugunian Sima won't that mostly catered in. You know, what I can say is Ugunian Lafarazam of the Met last year, Ecovitiana, and Utami, but this year is silent because right now we've given a directive that we have to look for our own PPEs. I'm looking at a specialized school where the enrollment is up, it's less than 150. And then you find out that it's not on almost 3/4 of the population of the school children. Come from those children's parents who are not able to pay fees. And then let me say, if all that are only being paid by organizations, you will make the extra quantity to my level, but it's not enough to run a school, to buy a stationery, to buy, to run the school, to buy a PPE. So it's a big challenge in terms of schools. Our schools should be given PPE by the government. The government should provide. Those schools cannot afford to buy their own PPEs. That's the reality on the ground.
Now, as we wrap up with you, Lapa Mandlovu, I want to touch on INDABA COVID, you know, spreading within isikolo. Siyabona uhulumende lapha when we talk about indaba le vaccinator uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijackson elivikela iCOVID-19 uhulumende uyasho ukuthi now students who are between the age of 13 and 18 akusho ukuthi high school yonke labo sebengahlatshwa leli jekiseni njengabafundi njengababalisi likubona njani how do you receive uhlelo lolo
mina personally as a I think it's a good move and mina as a teacher I'm vaccinated how can I interact with someone ongakho vaccinated and so I think it's best also for these learners to be if like now as teachers it's now mandatory and it's now they're actually forcing us to get vaccinated so also let the learners that you are interacting with them on a daily basis to what to get vaccinated, maybe it can reduce our chances of spreading and then maybe especially you can also have fatalities in terms of related with COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, Griba Lingoko Mandlovu, to all the students who are listening right now, to all the parents who are listening right now, and of course all the teachers who are all a little worried ngoba bayabona phela ukuthi inani laba bafunyenywe bele COVID-19 ezibolo lokho likhanya ngani liyakhuphuka.
Okay, what I can say right now is that there is nothing that we can do. Now we have to normalize the present, the situation of the COVID is there and it's real. So as an individual, I think now is as an individual, it's your duty to protect yourself and to protect the next person, like in terms of putting on a mask properly every time, sanitizing, and then maintaining social distance. I think that way we can prevent to spread the COVID. I actually encourage people to get vaccinated.
Well,
a way of eradicating any chances of spreading the COVID.
Thank you so much for taking time out. Do you have any last words that you'd like to leave before we continue our show a little?
It's a pleasure. Thank you also for having me on your show.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. Zulukandaba, you were hearing there from Sukoluhle Ndlovu, an educator based in Zimbabwe. Lapha ube chasisa ngempela umbono wakhe ngalokho okwenzakalayo ezikolo. She was touching on her thoughts as an educator on everything happening in the schools in Zimbabwe. So Zimbabwe, silokhe siqhubekela phambili ngohlelo lwethu. We hear ukuthi we have our second guest, Lorraine, ongenayo kuhlelo laye ngumbalisi naye. Lorraine, welcome to the program. Lorraine, are you on the line?
Hello.
Hey.
I am.
Muriseko Muzare Ruzito. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We had hoped to have you earlier on, so let's try to squeeze you in the last couple of minutes. COVID-19, over the 2 weeks, over 430 students have contracted COVID-19.
Thank you very much for having me tonight. It's a bit tricky because right now, as we said, we want the kids to be back in school and we want education to proceed because they've lost out on a lot of time if they haven't covered their syllabus. But Monday, it was a rush decision in opening the schools because most of the stakeholders relating to schools, the unions that represent teachers, they were not consulted and their contributions towards the opening of schools were not really considered. And you notice that even though the government says that they are fully prepared, it's not all the schools that have the necessary equipment to enforce the guidelines, the COVID guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's putting the kids at risk as well as the educators at risk also.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed something in terms of the trend. When we're talking about these 430 students, a lot of them are in rural areas, Matabeleland South, Midlands, Mashingo, are not urban areas. So I'm a little more curious in terms of what exactly it looks like in these rural schools. Is there enough PPE equipment? Is there accessible water? What are things looking like in these rural schools as schools opened?
The honest truth of the matter is in most rural schools, there is lack of water, lack of proper facilities, even toilets, they're not there. And we discovered that the wearing of face masks, especially in rural areas, is not something that is ingrained in most of the students and the people around them. So it's a mountain to climb for us to start telling these kids to come to school bringing face masks and also sanitizers. It's not an easy thing for them to afford these things. Because we're talking about most schools paying my fees, like I said, right now with the current economy, 2,000 RTGs, mm-hmm. and you discover that most of these kids in rural areas, they cannot afford to pay the fees.
Mm-hmm.
So now you, and the task is upon these schools to be providing the PPEs that the government did not provide for all the schools selling the rural areas. It seems mm-hmm. as said, there are some schools yeah, in the urban areas that will be as a pure regime, for sure, but the basic schools are in dire need, in dire need of these things. They will not attend it to.
Now, like I said, Lorraine, unfortunately, we don't have much time with you here. So I do want to, just dive right into it as an educator. How do you think such an issue needs to be fixed, or how can it be addressed, especially for rural students? Because government is very insistent on the fact that they're really working hard to make sure that schools are safe.
I remember there was 770 million that was said to have been directed towards the improvement of infrastructure in the schools. I think it's very necessary for the government to start implementing what they say in mm-hmm. terms of the provision of funds towards schools and development of schools and infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
especially provision of safe water, provision of toilets, provision of safe facilities to use. Once we start doing that, then we can move towards an era where we know that these kids are safe in school, especially targeting these issues of COVID. But right now, it seems that the government needs to start putting things into action by bringing PPE to these schools in the rural areas. Because if they don't do that, the cases will continue to increase like the wildfires. That's what we're doing right now.
Tichipete edu, uruku edu, muzware rozito, ndangikumbro mtumukande mashoko enyo petzirane rurimiro amai. Pamusoro pezvinyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa.
Ndoda kukurudzira vabereki nevadzidzisi pamwe chete negavhenmendi yedu yeZimbabwe kuti vana ava ndevedu tese and tofanira kubatana tiri vatatu kudaro tisu pamwenje tisimudzira vana ava. Saka tikada kuramba tichikakatirana tichidongerana hapana kwatinosvika. Tikaita nekuti takufanira kuona what's best for the kids. Kana kuri kupa vadzidzisi mari inokwana toende kubasa. Kuti vakwanise kunoshanda vachidzidzisa vana ava zvakaringana. Gavhenmendi ichibatawo payo mubereki achibatawo pacho nekuprovhaidha zvinodiwa nemwana kuti akwanise kuenda kuchikoro nechinguva is not on their side. Saka akufanira kubatana kwete kuramba changu kusatirana katingaperi. Tichaita zvine progress.
Well, Lorraine, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. I wish we could have had you for longer, but I will be reaching out to you again soon so that we can continue on this conversation because I'd like to hear more on your thoughts on this. But for now, thank you once again for taking time out to be with us.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, you heard there from Usugo Lushenjovu and Lorraine Ruzito. Both joined us live via telephone. If you're looking to send your feedback, Muria Zimbabwe, Lingakotri, you can write your comments in the comments section on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and of course, VOA Ndebele. Muria Zimbabwe, Magatira, Chirongwa Cheducheve Chitniki, Chirongwa D Connection, Mwineni, Mike Hove. Shout out to Mr. T. Darida. Mr. Just Signal, they're partnering up with Roots Africa. Bayashong Empelo, Uti Kezani Zandla, COVID-19, Ekhona Ngempela, Muria Zimbabwe, COVID-19, Iripo, Kezai Maoko, Karaimurika Sanitizer. Message of Aguna T. Darida, Just Signal, partnering up with Roots Africa. Now, just to check out a couple of comments before we head over to our next guest, we're hoping to get Ucherio Zobo of the platform for community youth and community development, who's going to be joining us. Achuchu Zaoka Zhukitika Kuchipinge, Muyadze Zizo Kumarua Okonati, Tugendrambeiri, Chisaritaka Zhukitika Muzikoro. We're continuing on the discussion, of course, on the state of education. That's the theme of today's discussion. We're also going to be joined by a couple of representatives of the AU who are running a campaign at Yonge Uguchuchugisa Abanda. That targets uplifting African youth, especially when we talk about education. But Cheryl Zobo is now with us on the line. Mzwari Zobo, Tinom Gamchirem Chirongwa, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Kuma Mike.
Tiri kutarisa kanyaya yekuti hanzi muzvikoro kunyanya maruwa chirwere cheCOVID-19 chinenge chiri kupararira nehuwandu. Just over 2 weeks apo pakavhurwa zvikoro hanzi tichitarisa nhasi over 430 students vati vabahwa neCOVID-19. Totangira ipapo, imi munozvionawo seizvi?
Oraiti mukuma Mike, zvinoitika ndezvekudaiso. Kuzvikoro tikatasa zvikoro zviri kumaruwa, vana vazhinji vamwe vanofamba distance kubva kumba kuenda kuzvikoro. Saka vana ava pavanobva kudzimba already murodhi vachienda kuchikoro vari kutomikisana nevamwe vana. Saka ipapo apo vanenge vachitotapudzirana chirwere cheCOVID-19. Then tikatarisa futi zvine mamwe maschools zvisekuita inenge mishoma muklasi zvekuti vana vanokwanisa kugara vari 4, 4, 5, 5. Ofechimanje kana vadaro futi vana vacho, vana vanorelaxa. Vanenge vazopedzisira futi vamwe vasina mamaski, hapana social distancing. Vana vanokwanisa futi kutapudzana COVID-19. Saka furniture ikange yakawedzera mumaschools, vana vakakwanisa kuita social distancing. Also kuramba vana vachiyeuchidzwa nezveCOVID-19, I think inarijisika kumaschools.
Tinozwa zvekare kuti nyaya yetransport ndiyo imwe inenge iri kunetsa pari zvino munyika. Kumaruwa zvakamira sei nekutunonzwa vanhu vakawanda especially kunyanya mumadhorobha vachichema vachitanzi nyaya yezuko inenge isi haisi kubatsira uyezve iri kuita kuti chirwere cheCOVID-19 nacho chipararire nekuti vanhu vari kusangana neuwandu vakangomirira transport.
Okay, kumaruwa nyaya yetransport haiti nyaya iri kunyanya kunetsa zvayo nekuti kumaruwa kuna vakawanda vanoda michovha yekukwira vachienda kumabasa and kune zvimota zvidoko zvatingati zvimalift zvinenge zvichingokwirawo vanhu iyembe but hakuna nyaya yetransport inonyanya kunetsa zvakanyanya and ipapo apo zvechokwadi ii kutransport kunopawo kupararira kwechirwere zvakanyanya nekuti tikatarisa malift anenge achikwira vanhu vanenge vakatsikirirana unlike mubhazi nekuti munenge muine space munenge muine circulation of air. Saka malift zvechokwadi COVID-19 inyore kuti vanhu vapararirane.
Saka zvino nyaya iyi nemaondero enyu Muzvare Dzobo ingagadziriswa sei kuitira kuti chirwere cheCOVID-19 chisaendere chichipararira kunyanya kumaruwa uko?
Chingatodiwa kuitika ndechekuti kana ari mabhazi emazvipo anofanira kuti ange akawanda mabhazi. Then kumaruwa chimwe chacho chinoitika ndechekuti vanhu vanogona kuti kumaruwa vanhu vari ignorant but inenge iri nyaya yekuti vanhu vanenge vasina access to information, vanhu vanenge vasina information yakakwana maererano nechirwere ichi. Saka isusu seorganization kubva patanga COVID-19 kwaingo vanhu vaingoita mashoko akangowanda-wanda ezveCOVID-19 vanhu vasingatombonzwisisi kuti COVID-19 chii. Saka seorganization tanga tiri kumboita maprograms ekungoda kungozivisa vanhu kuti kungoda kuinforma vanhu kuti vange vaine chokwadi chezvinenge zviri kuitika, vange vaine ruzivo rweCOVID-19. Nekuti even ivaccine chairo vanhu vanga vasingatodi kubayiwa, but izvizvi nenyaya yekuti tinoramba tichitaura nevanhu tichivasenderawo mamessages, vanhu vakuita vachitonzwisisawo kuti zvakanakirei kubayiwa uye COVID-19 zvinenge zvichirevei kuti.
Let's quickly wrap up our conversation here, Cheryl Tombo Batanyai Nechirungu, just for the audience that don't understand, Shona. Could you just summarize everything you said briefly in English, especially focusing on the situation in schools in rural areas?
Okay. I was saying in rural areas, it's very easy for the
Are you still there? It looks like we've lost Mujari Tsobo. Jero, are you still on the line?
Enough furniture for kids not to sit crowded, but to maintain social distance in preventing the spread of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Then in rural areas, people... We need access to information as there is a lot of misinformation. So as an organization, we've been informing people and raising awareness on COVID-19 since people do not know or do not have enough information on COVID-19. Looking at the incoming of group calls, I think this will work in reducing the spread of COVID-19, and also it helps in preventing the spread of COVID-19, since in combis or lifts, people are crowded and there is no enough circulation of air. So the government should give us more Zuko buses, mm-hmm. if they are to help us in transport.
All right. Well, Cheryl Tsobo, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Unfortunately, there's not enough time in a day for us to continue, and there's so much more that we should talk about. But thank you for this, and we're always going to bring you back on the program. We always appreciate your input.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Cheryl Tsobo of the Platform for Youth and Community Development, based in Chipingwe, of course, expanding more on what's happening in rural schools. Uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, Maria Zimbabwe, Chirongwa D Connection. But now, whilst we continue on the discussion of education in Zimbabwe, VOA correspondent Ezra Chisasvanda recently produced a report on a UK-based Zimbabwean, Sinikiwe Ndlovu, who recently donated computers to help students of Sihola Primary School in Umzingwane District. Let's head over to this report that Ezra did, and when we come back, we continue on the discussion on education.
Mama, sana lapa eskola primary school, wenu ubani?
Mina Miss Sabile Mdetsisi. Ngizela Bulawayo. Ngimelele uSinikiwe Abigail Ndlovu. Onguye umntwana wesigaba sakwesikole. Onguye njalo owabona kufanele ukuthi adonate ama-computers esikolo lesi, ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana labo bengene kutechnology eyiyo esetshenziswa kulezi zisuku. So wabona kufanele.
Wafunda lapha lo.
Ye,
uSinikiwe wafunda lapha.
USinikiwe is based in Britain. So lokho akwenzileyo into enkulu kakhulu. Njengoba efuna ukuthi enze ukuthi labo abantwana abakhulayo kulezi nsuku bebe le education ezayo within the technology eyanamuhla.
Ngoba kulezi nsuku vele okuningi sokumele abantwana bakurisearche khona bobo intanethi.
Ye, ukuthi lanxa befunda njengoba lisazile COVID le eke yadisturba ukuthi abantwana beye esikolo. Kwatholakala kufuneka ukuthi abantwana bebale bengekhaya, bengena ku-intanethi besithi research this and that. Wakubona ukuthi abantwana balapha esikolo sakusikola they were disadvantaged. Yikho ke esebuye lecebo lokuthi afakise ama computers lawo ukuze abantwana labo bengathaleli emuva ngeeducation.
So uyambonga lapho Sinikile. Wena yini yakhe?
Mina ngingumngani kaSinikile. Yes, we've been friends for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So ngiyambonga Sibidi, ngumngani wami, ngumna wami. Ngiyambonga kakhulu uSinikile Ndlovu ngombono lo omkhulu kangaka. Kaba bangaki abakwenzayo lokhu. So sithi hi Sinikile, siyabonga Ndlovu mama. Akusho ukuhlakanipha kwakho, asizulwazi lwakho. Kodwa ukhokhelwe nguNkulunkulu ukuthi wenze isenzo esinje.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, that was Ezra Chisasbanda speaking to Sabile Mpenzisi, who was standing in there for Usinikiwe Ndlovu, who recently donated computers to help young students. But Ezra also reached out to some of these students to hear their thoughts on the computers. And of course, they talk more about how the lockdown affected their studies. So let's head over to these students. And when we come back, we head over to our conversation with the African Union.
Ampake labana ubani bizo akubona
Mkhana
Linda
Mkhana
yeye wena
Tshisa Shawoza
right lungo pepana
7
ukunjani nge lockdown
ajo ngowa
selifuna senzwa
ajo sikhona online
selifunda online idatha belile
sase sithela njalo kodwa
abanye bebengelaye nanga ama computer phiwe litheni. Okay. So kule Wi-Fi la. Yeah. So seliyangena ngathi siku Google ikhangela.
Eh.
Lifuna ukupasa.
Eh.
Lifuna uba yini? Nenzi wena?
Teacher.
Why uthanda uba ngu-teacher?
Hayi, ufuna ukunceda abantu nje ngama-challenge.
Wena ufuna ukwelapha abantu?
Eh.
Right. Ukarira funda ku form 1.
Potting.
Akho nje isikole sothe potting masazi. Isanga. Kobulawayo phandle St. James ufuna funda. Okay. Wena?
Ina
rena. Ina rena. Eh, so manje kuthiwa liyabhala. Akanje leza pasi. Kathisi, singafunda. Manje computer zizoza njani? Manje computer phela ngathi i-test i-computer zizayibhala njani yona lengajwayela. Leya zikhona. Abanye laba bangakwazi phela nanti kuthiwa li-intelligence lethu. Yagcina phela le-2 years lingafunda, libonani lizabaza. And then tell you, I'm promise. I didn't tell you about a little bit of a test. It is a person. 1111. Okay. Who angry is a silence? The landing of a day 1-1.
Surprise.
Surprise away. All right. What do you see when you want to know about a little bit of a 7-1 killing? I didn't know. Good luck.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe is Pela, Uncle Ezra. In Tata Lizindabwe, Studio 7, Ezra Chisasbanda speaking to some of the young people there who are beneficiaries of Sinikiwe Ndlovu's computer donations there. They seem excited. They say these computers are going to go a long way. So shout out to Sinikiwe for that one. But Muria Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwean diaspora aren't the only ones who are helping youth. The African Union is also stepping in, joining us live via Skype to tell us more about the hashtag Africa Educates Her campaign is Anoziva Marindire of the African Union. And of course, we're also joined by Ugandan musician Free, who is part of the campaign. First up, we're joined by Anoziva. Let's hear more from her. Anoziva, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
We are live on air. So let's delve into it, man. We're really excited about this. Such an amazing initiative by the African Union. Could you tell us a little more about this program, of course?
Okay, maybe just to like briefly put context. So I'm the communications officer for the African Union International Center for Girls and Women's Education in Africa,
uh-huh.
which is a specialized agency of the African Union, which was created in 2004 and is based in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso.
Uh-huh.
So as you know, and I think from the conversations that you were having with the previous speakers that you had on, education is definitely one of the issues that I think has come up and has been hit hardest by COVID-19.
Right.
And within education, there had been pre-existing inequalities that were in existence prior
mm-hmm.
that has been worsened due to COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
in particular girls and women's education.
Mm-hmm.
As you know that a lot of schools, I think, across the continent shut down, including Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they are reopening, there are constant disruptions also where you find that once you reopen maybe for 2 months, you end up shutting down because the cases have also gone up in the schools. And that has a huge impact on girls' retention and return to school post the COVID-19 pandemic itself. From evidence that we are receiving from the AU member states, you can see that there is an increase in issues of gender-based violence, in issues of pregnancies,
mm-hmm.
And these things, all of these things combined, will definitely affect the return of school for millions of girls across the continent. Within the Zimbabwean context, there was a report that came out, I think, around January or February, that showed that over 1,000 girls had fallen pregnant within a period of a month.
Right.
And so when we started receiving this evidence, we decided, so what can we do as the center that's responsible for girls and women's education,
mm-hmm.
and hence the Africa Educator campaign came to be,
mm-hmm.
Which is a rallying call to our AU member states to prioritize education, particularly girls and women's education within the continent. We know that most budgets for that were earmarked for other areas, including education, had to be put on the side in favor of health,
mm-hmm.
so that our government could deal with the pandemic. But also within that mindset or framework, we are saying we still need to prioritize education,
mm-hmm.
Within that context. So this is a running call to all our AU member states to say prioritize girls' education as you're making your planning and COVID responses,
mm-hmm.
And we've been engaging with AU member states in that regard. But it was also it is also an awareness raising campaign for our young people within the continent for them to take action that ensures that girls continue learning during COVID and that they return to school post-COVID,
mm-hmm.
Within their local communities. I think girls' education and education as a whole is not just a government issue. It's also a community issue, a family issue,
right.
And even an individual issue. So that's the Africa Educator campaign for you.
Now, speaking of awareness, I'm going to need you to launch this, and then we're also going to bring in Afri to tackle this. I know you guys have gone on an entire campaign, produced music about it, etc. Tell us a little more about that.
So as part of the campaign, which we launched, by the way, last year in September on the 20th, we did a call to young African people to submit creative content showcasing the learning experiences of girls during the COVID school lockdown. And we received an amazing number of pieces in terms of the creative pieces. And we chose a song that was submitted by Afri from Uganda, who you will be talking to soon. Mm-hmm. And we also had another artist from Nigeria who had submitted their content. And what we did was we brought the two together, plus Smarty, who's the UNICEF Global Will Ambassador for Burkina Faso, to create a theme song for the Africa Educator campaign, speaking to the issue of girls and women's education, particularly in the context of COVID and ensuring that girls return to school. Mm-hmm. And then during the 1 year anniversary that we celebrated yesterday, we launched the official video or music video for that song.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess let's bring in Afri. Let's hear more from her, the musician behind this amazing song. Afri, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
No, we're excited. We're excited to have you, man. So, such an amazing initiative that you guys have been delving into. Why did you find this necessary for you to be a part of such a cause?
For me, it's always been my vision to tell the truth of the African girl, to the truth of the Ugandan girl. Mm-hmm. And I think that stems from my experience as a Ugandan girl. I have grown up here. I know what it means to speak and have your voice not fully listened to. And so the song it just flowed out of my heart, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And so it resonated with so many girls globally, and so I'm really grateful for that. That's how I ended up being part of such a cause.
Now, speak to us a little more about that, the motivation behind the song. You briefly touched on the fact that as a Ugandan girl, you feel like you need to represent. Speak to us a little more about that in terms of how, I guess, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected you guys as Ugandan women.
Definitely. Just this last weekend, I traveled to Karamoja. It's in the northern part of Uganda, and Ugandans have been out of school for almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. But in Karamoja, because they have tradition that affects the girls, female genital mutilation, mm-hmm. and early marriage, it's part of their tradition. And so the girls have been out of school, and the cases of early marriage and female genital mutilation have greatly increased because these 14-year-old and 15-year-old girls are ready for marriage according to tradition. Mm-hmm. And so definitely it's like, will they ever get back into school? Mm-hmm. That's the question everybody's asking. Mm-hmm. It becomes worse because they're out of school during this period of time. And if they get pregnant, then the cases of them, the chances of them getting back into school are even much more slim. Mm-hmm.
Now, as we wrap up with you, Afri, what would you like to achieve from this entire campaign?
To be honest, as an artist, what I really want is awareness. And the good thing with art is it creates awareness with entertainment, so it makes it much more palatable to anybody who's listening, to a mass audience too, especially for the young people who we want to reach, so they feel more engaged and they want to be part of such a campaign. And so we want awareness. Mm-hmm. We want the parents, the teachers, the young people to know that our girls need to be top priority as soon as schools reopen, mm-hmm. as soon as it's possible for us to meet again in big numbers. We want our girls to be top priority and to get back into school.
Wow, that's awesome, Afri. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. We really appreciate your input. And once again, the work that you're doing is really, really amazing. Congratulations to you. And shout out to you for that, man.
Thank you so much, Mike. My pleasure.
All right. So, Zimbabwe Moshe, let's head back to Anoziva as we wrap up this conversation here. Anoziva, are you still on the line? Are you still there, Anoziva?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. So now, in just less than 2 minutes here, let's quickly wrap up here. Where can people find out more information on this campaign? And, of course, for those that are looking to be beneficiaries or help or be in assistance or receive assistance, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Okay, so you can link into the campaign by going to www.cfa. which is CIESFA.org/AfricaEducateHer, which is one word, When you go there, there are a couple of forms that young people can fill. If you want to take a pledge, if you want to submit creative content, it's still open, you can. You can also check out the song that we released yesterday on YouTube. If you go to African Union CFA on YouTube, you'll see the song. And then also, in case you want to directly engage with the African Union International Centre for Girls and Women's Education, maybe you have a story that you want to share, or you want to get some materials in terms of advocating for girls and women's education within your own community or country, you can reach us via email. The email address is au-cfa.
Africa-union.org. All right. Well, Anoziva, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. We really appreciate your input. And just like what I said to Afri, the work that you guys are really doing is amazing, is amazing. Makoro Kocho, thank you so much. It's really amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Mike. And thank you for inviting us to speak about the campaign.
As always, this is home. You're always welcome back here. So, Muriel Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Anoziva Marindire. She is part of the African Union, talking more about a program that they're running that is helping young girls, that is helping abantu abasakhulayo. So, Zulukandaba, sitshele umbono wenu lingakhohli la kungena kuhlelo, just under 5 minutes left. But you can still call in, +1202-619-2077 is the number to call. Muriel Zimbabwe, Mthokozo Muhle, you're tuned into The Connection. Muriel Zimbabwe, Mthokozo Muhle, I'm your host, Mike Ove.
Chupanda Poe Kamangma Wiza, I'm a quite artist, aka Mr. Columnist Chuang Veneti. Guys, COVID-19, Abaibiza and your corona in the corner. Pambili and social distancing, as Kazani Zanja always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Majid, easy.
A message brought to you there by Mr. Nkulumis Kiwange Veneku Lauma Weezer there, collaborating with IM4 Bulawayo fighting COVID-19. Lea Muzwa Pela Inkuta Zoga Ma Weezer, Mr. Nkulumis Kiwange Veneku Lauti, COVID-19 is a real. Zulukandaba, as we wrap up Ushelo Lwethu Labasakhulayo, I want to wrap up by highlighting the works of Prudence Chimutua, a young Zimbabwean artist who is using Beras checks. For those that forgot, Beras checks Zimbabwe's old currency, Amapillion. She's using that to educate Zimbabweans on what they're calling the new norm. Let us head over to a report done by David Doyle of Reuters.
It might sound like a lot of money, but for many Zimbabweans, the country's old multi-million and multi-billion dollar banknotes are a reminder of an economy brought to collapse. A time when they lost everything. Prudence Chimutua, however, has found artistic value in Zimbabwe's hyperinflationary legacy. At her studio in the capital Harare, she incorporates the discarded cash into portraits.
A lot of people, when they see these the old banknotes, their reaction most of the time is most people get angry. You know, because a lot of people lost a lot of things, and some other people even lost lots of money, because you could just wake up and boom, the $1 million you had in your account is no longer functional.
Over a decade ago, rampant money printing under the late Robert Mugabe obliterated the currency. Hyperinflation resulted in the release of a 100 trillion Zimbabwean dollar note. Savings were wiped out and millions of people pushed into poverty. Zim dollars were abandoned in 2009 and most ended up in the trash. But Chimutua deploys them in her portrayals of the daily lives of women. $50 billion notes become a calabash, $500 million a woman's face mask. The artist hopes her work will help people recover from the trauma of that time.
So for me, I'm trying to bring that element whereby I'm like sort of celebrating for people to see the beauty of these old banknotes. So when someone looks at this artwork, they go like, wow. And then they forget that the pain this thing has caused them.
Chimutua's portraits are on display at the National Gallery of Zimbabwe. It's running a month-long exhibition in a bid to raise awareness amongst the public on issues surrounding the so-called new normal, such as masks and social distancing.
Well, Amuri Zimbabwe there, you are hearing there okwenziwa ngabantu abasakhulayo elizweni using art to educate people on the new norm. We've reached an end of our program at BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram. That's my username if you're looking to catch up with me. Let's meet same time, same place. Pano pachirongwa chedu chemechiki. Anokoneka ine mfaro. Amuri Zimbabwe, mtswakazomuhle. I go by the name of Mike Hove. Good night. Bye-bye.